Are you ready to get stratified? Because I know I is. How about you, Tidwell?
Every day.
Every day I'd be stratified. Every day, every day. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the line right now, we're cutting right to it, not doing the usual formalities, because I know this girl has not got much time.
Busy.
Joining us on the line this weekend, she will forever be known as WWE Hall of Famer. She'll step on that stage at Madison Square Garden. She'll give her speech. She'll look at it, that camera. And my God, her life will never be the same. Let's hear from my former co-host, Trish Stratus. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing great. So my life's going to change, huh?
You have no idea, man.
You're going to get recognized now.
Yeah.
Now they're going to know me. You better watch out.
Girl, you thought you were over? You don't even know over.
No more McDonald's drive-thrus for me.
Now McDonald's delivers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, as if you eat that crap.
It probably is one of those guilty pleasures that she has, you know, like once in a month.
I bet you she'll
like
go for a cheeseburger now and then.
You know what? I love McDonald's. I've openly said this. I've admitted it. I dislike people who say, I don't like McDonald's. I haven't eaten it in years. Like, no, you like McDonald's. No,
everybody likes McDonald's.
Yeah. And if you haven't eaten in 5 years and you do eat it, that means you're going to say, oh, right, this is awesome.
Listen, their new jalapeno gimmick is fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you right now. They're not paying me to say it, but it's fantastic. Okay. I'll just say, if there's a better McDonald's burger ever made, I have not sunk my chips into it.
Tremendous.
Trish, how surreal is this for you? Because, you know, you and I have joked about this over the years, and every time I think of Trish, I still think of that girl with the ponytail and the ball cap and the overalls coming to the studio at 1 o'clock in the morning to do a crappy little radio show with me. And here you are, a friggin' Hall of Famer. Like, how bizarre is this for you, this good girl from Toronto, Canada?
It's crazy. It's absolutely surreal. And every time, you know, that's what it is. It's especially these last couple of weeks. I've been doing a lot of media interviews and talking about, you know, kind of going back in the times and just,
right.
Yeah. I mean, my humble beginnings, you know, like a lot of people actually have said, did you actually used to host a radio show? Like, yes, I was one of the law co-hosts.
Yeah.
And we got together at 1 a.m. to talk wrestling because we loved it.
We sure did.
You know, and to have something like that you love come into your life and become your, you know, your vocation. And of course, you know, end up being my entire life. I mean, that's what my life's about. And to be recognized by your industry, of your body of work and your compliments, or accomplishments so far. And I say so far because you never know. Still mm-hmm. a little bit of a youngin', you know. It's amazing. And I'm so honored, thrilled, and I can't wait till Saturday. I mean, it's going to be an awesome evening. Obviously, just, I mean, I kind of want to sit in the audience and just listen to everyone, to be honest. It's one of those nights.
Right.
It's going to be amazing. So,
how many of these things have you attended just as a member of the roster, as a, you know, spectator?
Oh, my gosh. When did they start making it part of WrestleMania weekend?
It's been a while now. I want to say it was before the Bret Hart one, right? That was 06.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, before that, before I retired?
Yeah, before you retired. I mean, it's got to be kind of cool, right? Because I kind of look at this like, it's kind of like the little girl that's always attending someone else's wedding, and then she's got her wedding.
Always the bridesmaid.
Right? But now she's the bride.
And to be honest, though, you know, not that I was, you know, when you're that girl trying to catch the bouquet, you're wanting and hoping
nice analogy.
To be the bride so badly. I can't really, I mean, listen, when you go into, no matter what industry, you always want to be remembered. You want to leave a mark in your industry. You want to be the best, right? But to look at the Hall of Fame, it's just such a, it's so larger than life. And it's so like, you see these superstars who are like legends, right?
Yeah.
So I never really thought like, I thought perhaps I'll be there one day. Maybe I didn't think so soon. Maybe it feels like, I feel like I was still wrestling like last week. You know what I mean?
Right. Or still could.
Yeah. I could, you know, you name it, I'll be there.
Right. Like,
whatever.
Sure.
So I think that's what it is. And, but yeah, I mean, like I said, you set out in any career you do and you want to be the best, you want to be recognized. So to get this nod is like, it's on my bucket list. Everything's crossed off. It's awesome.
How funny is it, Trish? You talk about leaving your mark, and I think you definitely have. I think probably more so than, any member of the roster that you were a part of, any of your peers, with the possible exception of maybe Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart, I think there's definitely no other diva exception. You guys are in a class of your own in terms of inspiring the next generation of professional wrestlers. And I can't tell you how many young aspiring divas or even women that are currently on the roster that said, you know why I got into this? Trish Stratus. And that comes up all the time. And you've really left your mark. And I think that says more about your Hall of Fame induction than really any of the bumps you took.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, listen, I know that when we were given that chance 2001 to, you know, hey, we're going to bring back the women's division.
Right.
And suddenly it was like we had something special that we were going to build from the bottom up. And, you know, that's what it was about. I mean, you obviously, you know, there was no, and it's funny because people say, did you always know you wanted to be a WWE diva? And it's like, there was no diva. There was no real role
right.
for women to look up to, right? So,
yeah.
You know, I guess when we set out to do it, we started to realize we were really creating something so special and to, you know, to have been the part of it and be, you know, just, I wouldn't say, I mean, Fit and I, that was something we said, let's just change the way people view this. You know what I mean? Let's not fight like girls.
Right. I mean, I remember when we used to, you know, do the radio show and hang out at 1 a.m, like we talked about earlier, and you would say, you know, it'd be really cool to go work in the WWE or WWF at the time. But I remember it was like back then you were just kind of hoping, you know, it'd be cool to be, you know, a manager yeah. or it'd be cool to be, you know, a valet or a second or something to that effect and learn how to wrestle and be there if I need to do a mixed tag match or something. But I don't think even then you or anyone else anticipated that you were about to embark on this ridiculous in-ring career.
Yeah. I think we surprised everybody. It was like a sneak attack.
Right.
And I actually think that's how we got away with it. I think because we're like, oh, women just do this thing. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, goes into the right. little segment here. We'll do that with the midget segment. It's kind of like one of those segments, right? The novelty segment. And I think, you know, when I distinctly remember because it was when Jazz and I were actually working and they did these polls at the live events. They would go ahead and ask the first couple rows, list your top three matches or five matches or whatever it was. And they would, you know, Fit would come to us and say, so looks like you girls made the list again.
Oh.
And, you know, it was like, really? Like, and we were busting our butts out there. So,
sure.
You know, we were excited about that. And then WWE had to sit up and take notice. They're like, okay, well, what's this now? And then suddenly we're getting more time. We got storylines. We got like, you know, a little bit more put behind it because it was just working. And then the fans are the ones really who dictated the direction because they were interested. They stopped doing the puppy chants and they started paying attention and clapping and cheering and getting behind us. So, I'm thankful that I had that support, really. And, you know, because we had that kind of sneak attack, we got to, like, kind of do everything, test the ground, so to speak, under the radar.
Right.
And then kind of be like, bam, by the way.
Tid still does the puppy chants, just so you know.
Hmm? I do.
Tid does the puppy chants. He hasn't stopped.
I do.
Yeah.
But that's because I have a lot of dogs around my house. It means it has
puppy.
A completely different meaning now.
You know what's funny, too, when we talk about you leaving your mark, Trish? I find this bizarre to believe, but you've been out of the WWE longer than you were there.
I know. That's crazy, right?
Isn't that bizarre? Like, it feels like the time since you retired is the snap of a finger, and it feels like you were there for 15 years.
The greatest cup of coffee ever.
I know. It's like right? the six-year run
right?
that just felt like it was so much longer.
Well, that's why I think with the Hall of Fame, it was kind of like, oh, now? But I did okay. I retired for 7 years. Like, it feels like, yeah, that's, it doesn't feel like so much time has elapsed.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, 13 years, really. I mean, or even since before science, almost 14, almost 15 years. That's
right.
crazy.
Yeah. Tid, you wanted to ask
that?
Do you feel like, because, you know, we're talking about as short a time, your time out of it has been longer than your time in it.
Right.
Do you feel like you accomplished everything that you wanted to?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That's why I never had a regret when I left. I knew, you know, I had, at that point, I had worked with everyone I wanted to work with. I crossed off everything on my bucket list. And there was the only time, you know, and you go there and you look, scan the landscape, and I was satisfied. I felt like I had a nice, robust 7 years. And when I left, I mean, there was only a couple times I actually itched to go back, and that was maybe watching Natty and Beth and mm-hmm. going, oh, that's some good stuff I'd like to be a part of.
Right.
And then watching Michelle, and, you know, when I got, and I thankfully I got a chance to go back and work with both of them, you know, with Beth. Natty is still on my list of, like, if I could go back, I would love to work with her.
Nice.
But, I felt like I did it all. I felt like I did what I wanted to do. You know, and especially changing the scenery and of course, accomplishing 7-time champion and all that good stuff, you know.
One of my favorite guests ever on this show, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, taught me as a 7-year-old, Trish, that everyone's got a price. So what's it going to take to get you back on the roster full time?
Well, do I have to go back full time?
Well, I know it's really
she's already negotiating.
Oh,
this
I know.
Shit, huh?
See, I know it's real easy to do the once a year Undertaker spot, and I think you could pull that off brilliantly. But fans are, you know this, your fans are still faithful. Your fans are clamoring to see you at the head of a rebuilt diva division. It's kind of like where it was in 2001. They're starting from scratch. What would it take? Yeah. What would it take to get you back there full time?
It would take some direction and some like a solid plan, like, okay, this is what we're doing and this is where we're going to start. You know, and it's funny because, you know, you're right. You talk about we were at the, in 2001, we were like with this, we were like, okay, we have a bunch of really great workers and some a division that's kind of not really there. So let's start. And I feel like, although there's a Divas division, I feel like, you know, right now we've got a handful of like amazing talent, right? You look at all the girls and they're all solid in the ring. So now I just need to get to know them a little bit more, and then they need some direction. We just got to go, this is what we're going to do. You guys, we're going to start with you guys. Let's go. Then your guys are next. And, you know, I think I no matter what I do, I never jump in blind. I always, you know, how I am, I'm very meticulous that way. I like to know a plan. I want to see a long-term plan. I want to make sure that there's everyone gets something out of it.
Okay, so Vince McMahon comes to you. He doubles your salary from the last time you were employed. He makes you the agent and head of the Divas division, and you're the active in-ring leader. Is that enough to bring you back?
That would do it.
All right, sure. Vince, come on, dude. It's only money, baby.
He didn't have to throw in a jet.
Yeah. Right? No one's agenting the Divas now anyway. Yeah. Just do it, baby. Trish, I know you don't have a lot of time, so let me ask you this. Your speech for this Saturday at the Hall of Fame induction.
She's going to mention us, right?
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but I was going to ask, is it written already? Are you stressing over it? Are you going to try and freelance it like a good promo? Oof. What's your thought?
I'm not stressing about it. I feel like I've had, you know, it's funny is when I retired, if you remember my last Raw match, there was a big chat with me and Brian, he's the head writer, and we were kind of like, okay, what do we say? What do I say? And we went back and forth, and we decided, you know what, let's just go simple. Let's just say, and I said, thank you for coming on this amazing ride. Very simple. And then I remember when Shawn Michaels retired, and he said everything, and I was like, yeah, I had a few more things to add. I might have, maybe I missed the boat on that one.
Right.
So this is kind of my chance to have my thank yous. And, you know, to be honest, I think my very first time I finally got to unleash my thank yous, I did an exclusive interview with PWI. They put me on the cover. And I said, I have a lot of thank yous. Do you mind if I just ramble in on this list here? And I just, you know, went to town and thanked everyone I could.
Right.
So this is my chance to really thank everybody. And I kind of have my head, I've had my, you know, my thank you list, so to speak, in my head already. I've written it down so I don't forget anyone. And it'll, you know, it'll just sort of be, you know me, I babble just a little bit. So I'm sure I'll babble away, and I just hope I don't, you know, get cut off or like, you know, don't forget to get some of my thank yous. I don't want to be like, oh shoot, I forgot that person.
They're not giving you the
they'll
hook.
They'll hit the Oscar music.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? If they do, here's what you do. Here's your gimmick, right? You have a really hot dress, which I'm sure you're going to have, but put something on top like a wrap. And if you hear the music, take the wrap off and they'll give you a couple more minutes. I promise.
Or just pull the mic.
Or I could actually have a wrap off, like actually go and start rapping.
Well, see, now.
They would increase the music. Never mind. No.
I know you can hit the puns, but I don't know about the rhymes, Trish.
No, didn't someone do a rhyme for me and it was good? And
that was.
Let's just leave it to the people. Let's leave it to the professionals, you know?
Yeah. My former co-host, Danny O, rapped for That's Trish right. last Danny time she was on the show. Listen, thank you for joining us. I know you're super busy. Are you in New York already?
Not yet.
Okay.
I leave tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Are you packed?
I am not packed. I have two.
That's why she's got no time.
Yeah, I have two. I've been doing media like crazy. I have not stopped for like days, and you know, between working out and interviews, it's just like forget about it. So I have two dresses hanging in my closet that are going to be in the bag. So at least I have two outfits already decided.
Hey, listen. We're going to be doing a huge right after we get off the phone with you. We're going to do a huge WrestleMania preview. There's no Divas match right now set for WrestleMania. So is there something in the works? Are you going to work WrestleMania? Because there's no girl match.
It's so crazy, isn't it?
There's no girl match.
I don't get it. Who knows what they'll do? Like, listen, I don't even know what they're... I'm going to get there and they're going to be like, oh, I'm not even going to bring my boots because I know...
Always bring your gear.
I should, right? Bring them just in case?
Yeah, bring your gear, man.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. There's got to be some... Listen, there's got to be some Divas action somewhere. I mean, I know there's going to be that the six-person tag, so that... You know,
oh, stop. Stop.
Women on the show.
It doesn't count. Stop.
It doesn't count. No, you're right.
No.
The women deserve a spot on WrestleMania. It is the place you make history. It is the place you leave your mark. And it's quite disappointing, to be honest.
I want to see it, man. You versus Caitlyn. Make it happen.
Boycott your entry until they put a match on WrestleMania.
Yeah, she'll do that. Sure. Trish.
Oh, don't be silly. They'll be like, yeah, sure. And then I'll do it. And then
Yeah. Trish is boycotting. What's Lita doing tonight? We just had a spot open
Quick,
up.
Get Jazz up here.
Hey, listen, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I would love to touch base with you in a month or two and, get you to tell us your stories of what it was like and, if it lived up to your expectations and what really came of the weekend for you.
Okay, I'd love to do it. Let's do a recap. Sounds good.
Be a lot of fun. Trish Stratus, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and has been gracious enough to join us. And we thank her so much for her time, this busiest of weeks in her life. And we'll talk to you soon, Trish.
Thanks, guys.
All right.